ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which people often ask. That question is with respect to following one's own opinion in religious matters and not referring to a mujtahid or an expert in subjects of religion. People often ask, why is it necessary to follow a person in religious matters? Why is it not possible for us to formulate our own opinion regarding matters of faith, and in this way, there would be no need for us to follow somebody else, just like we do in, you know, regard with respect to, other subjects as well. So the answer is, we can answer this question by presenting an example, which can help. Kind of clarify, why is it necessary to follow, an expert in religion, and it's not possible to follow one's own opinion in matters of faith. Let's say that somebody becomes ill, and becomes gravely ill, and obviously, becoming gravely ill, he finds himself with the possibility that he might die. Or he might even find himself with even worse possibility. He might be infected with some virus, and he might even be putting other people in danger, right? Because of his illness, right? Like we, practically saw with the coronavirus that, the world was afflicted with, right? So here, what would a reason tell us that it is necessary to do? Would it be, would reason say that it's possible to exercise one's own opinion here, right, with respect to, this problem? Or would reason say that it's better to refer to an expert, right, regarding this health problem? We saw, practically speaking, at the time of the coronavirus, what happened. A lot of people, right, because of the disinformation that was being spread, on the internet and, by mouth, from place to place, that a lot of people, they didn't want to, refer to medical experts with respect to the coronavirus. A lot of people, they didn't, they sought home remedies for the virus. A lot of people, they were against the vaccines that were being, put off. A lot of people perished because of this. They consumed some concoction that they made at home, or even a lot of them, we could say that they contributed to the intensity of the spread and increased the spread of the virus because of this mistake. Right. So reason says that in any field, right, that in any kind of area in which you face a grave danger, in which you could be putting yourself in danger or, another person in danger, reason says that it's better to refer to an expert for the solution to that problem, right? So matters of faith are similar to this, right? We believe that in this world, right, the actions we do may have grave consequences in the hereafter, in the form of punishments, otherworldly punishments. And, sins are such, a lot of them, the sins that we perform, they have an effect on others, right? The sins that we do, that could help in the proliferation and the spread of sins in society, and we could be putting other people in spiritual danger, right, in the hereafter. And also worldly danger, because these sins, they also have an effect on a person's world, right? So reason tells us that it is necessary to refer to an expert in fields of religion. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at why is it necessary to refer to an expert in religion, in matters of faith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.